Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No highlights? Well, it's not like anything happened yesterday. Welcome in. It's Bet Sweats on a Football Friday. Joe O, Sammy P. Friday feels coming up in 20. It's not going to be positive. I can tell you that right damn now. Nope. Not going to be a positive Friday feels. This was my concern. About that. We actually talked about this. Our college football plays later on this hour. NFL breakdown, the entire 10 a.m. Eastern hour. Patrick Everson will be joining us from Vegas. He'll be telling us, as he talks to all the sports books, where the sharp money is going, where the public money is going. So we'll get dialed in there. Two-minute drill. We'll find out where the room is at. The room sucked again last night. Congratulations, room. Can't say that I was happy, even though we faded them. Brian Robinson Jr., where you at? Blake Corum looked like a piece of crap out there the entire game. I was like, he better not return to the field. I don't think he did. It didn't matter because the Rams still lost. We'll cover it all. Baseball, of course, football. I think all of us on the show have something to be pissed about today, Sam.
I think we do. I'm going to save a lot of that for Friday feels because after my whirlwind Wednesday, Thursday, I walk into my house yesterday, supposed to be in a good mood. I'm finally home. Been up since 6 in the morning. I'm back in Boston at 8 p.m., and I mistakenly checked Twitter after the Cubs beat the Padres, and I almost launched the phone out the window. And it's only my fault because I shouldn't be...
Yeah, it's your fault.
Shouldn't be taking things this seriously, but I'm running on empty already on Thursday nights. And you look at your phone and you see a tweet from a guy with 6 followers, and you're like, why is this breaking me right now? We'll talk about that in Friday Feels. I did not think the 49ers were going to win, nor did anybody, including the Rams. I was watching our friends Drew and Andy. They do this second half show during primetime games, and Drew Dinsick said, and I laughed, he said, I think the Rams were just watching the betting market all week and realizing they don't have to just walk into this game and win. Not the case. Now, a lot of things had to go against the Rams, including Kyren Williams fumbling at the one-yard line.
Oh, my God.
Stop me if you've heard that before. Kyren Williams fumbling the football in a big moment. I did see the graphic on Amazon Prime while Tony Gonzalez was wearing one of the worst suits I've ever seen. Kyren Williams has 7 lost fumbles since 2023. And this one crushes people if you have Rams and Survivor, which I know is the elephant in the room here. How about the 49ers, though, being 3-0 in division games this year with guys I've never heard of catching the football? And with Mac Jones, a guy who couldn't cut it in New England, now rejuvenating his career under Kyle Shanahan. It's not the first time, and it's not the last time Kyle Shanahan will elevate a quarterback that used to be relatively mid into a quarterback that finds ways to win games. And he got hurt in the game, Joe. He's eating electrolyte candy and shoving bananas in his face and trying to just get the cramps out of the way. It was a resilient performance from a team that has no health on offense outside of Christian McCaffrey, who, again, was awesome. But you hinted at this yesterday. This is Goodell ball. These Thursday night primetime games, more times than not, they shouldn't be close, and then they're close. Mm-hmm. But the Niners were in total control basically the whole way, and it was a tough one if you were on Rams. I didn't think I had any chance covering Niners plus six going into that game, going into kickoff. But that's Goodell ball on Thursday night.
The chair was good to you. Yeah, Mac Jones was beat up, and he's throwing for 342 on this defense. You've got Kendrick Bourne looking like Jerry Rice, 10 for 142 on 11 targets. Almost every time he targeted him, he's coming up with a terrific catch. And then on the other side, I know the numbers were there in the end because it was like 10 for 85, but it felt like, where's Puka? Why isn't he involved more? And then you've got Sean McVay with the dumbest play call ever. Like, Staffy is killing it all night. He threw for almost 400 yards, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. And you mentioned those fumbles. Yes, at the one. Another touchdown, what should have been a touchdown drive. The Blake Corum fumble was just outside the red zone as well. That should have been another scoring drive. But this is what happens. I know it felt like the 49ers dominated. They didn't. They dominated the first half, the first quarter, but they didn't dominate the game. The Rams outgained them. The Rams had 7.1 yards per play. You can't lose that game. Can't lose that game, especially a divisional game, and you do. Like, they're missing all these pieces on the San Francisco side. You've got like wide receiver 4 or 5 killing your secondary all night. How does that happen? Turnover's a small part of it. I mean, they're +2 in turnover differential. You know everything's going through CMC, 30 touches in the game. Still pretty productive. Like, you know where it's going. And they still couldn't stop it. They all messed up, I'd say, except for Stafford. Everybody had a hand in that loss except for the quarterback. With that offensive line, how you're moving the ball through the air, ever since the first, let's say, quarter, how you had them on their heels, and the issues in the backfield, how do you call a run play on fourth and one? Okay, we're going to go for it in overtime. We're going to try and win that. I applaud that. But not with that play call. I didn't understand what the hell McVay was doing.
Yeah, Stafford had 389 yards, 3 touchdowns, no picks, and you take the ball out of his hands on fourth and one. Now, I'm not going to sit here and second guess a coach who's won a Super Bowl because that's not my job. You know what I thought, though, when that play fell south and the Niners are parading onto the field celebrating another NFC West win? I thought honestly to myself, you know who gets that yard? The Eagles.
Oh, yeah.
Is that
the
a
Niners
fair
get that yard. The Niners get that yard every time. They were all night. Mac Jones was sneaking it in those scenarios.
I just thought to myself, you know who gets that yard? Philly. Because Philly brings in the jumbo package and runs the tush push and gets the yard. I didn't understand the play, but that's the NFL. I think you're right, though. McVay had the right idea to go for it on fourth and one. Because if you kick the field goal, you're probably not going to get the ball back. And odds are very, very high that you either tie or lose. So fundamentally, I get going for the fourth down. I didn't like the play call. And taking it out of Stafford's hands, I think, was a big issue. But let's give credit to Mac Jones. And every time he wins, I see the picture of him in college with the pooch and the cigar. And it's very funny. It makes me laugh. Mac Jones, in his 3 starts now, per Pro Football Focus, 904 passing yards, 8 touchdowns, 1 pick, 3 wins, no losses. He's done everything in his power to keep his team afloat.
Yeah. Couldn't get enough of Herbie salivating over Mac Jones, thinking about his college years the entire time, because everything goes back to college when he's calling Thursday Night Football for Amazon. You know, that annoyed me, too, that so we both have YouTube TV. We've got 2 big sporting events going on simultaneously, and we can't flip if you're on one TV. Like, the room that I was in, it was a one TV deal, and I can't flip because of the stupid streaming service. Right? Because I can't, like, earlier in the day when we had 2 baseball games going on, you could watch them at the same time if you want to go to that screen. But then you can't do that if you've got to pull up the Prime app. One of many issues. today. We'll get to front of field coming up in a few minutes.
Yeah. No, but I'm glad you brought that up because I was in the one TV room too last night when I got home, just trying to decompress and not think about work for 45 seconds.
Yeah.
And then got the baseball game on because this is a, you know, Reds household now, apparently. And Schlittler was awesome, by the way, for the Yankees, former Red Sox fan growing up. So I'm not in the office. I'm in the back watching Red Sox Yankees, and the Yankees are just pounding them. And I go, well, I kind of want to watch the second half of Thursday night. So I pull my phone out because my laptop is charging in my office because it's dead, having been used all day. And I pull my phone out and I go on the app. And I hit the app thinking, oh, well, I'll watch on my phone while baseball's on the TV. Because I'm comfortable, I'm in the back, got the fire going, all that.
Yeah.
And it says, oh, you can't watch on Amazon, you have to download the Amazon Prime Video app. Kiss my ass. I'm not doing all this stuff. I'm like, no. Like, I have the Amazon app. Why can't I just watch the game on Amazon? I pay $119 a year for Amazon Prime.
Exactly.
Let me watch the game on the app that I already have. I need to download another app that I'm going to use twice a year on my phone? No. And now I'm not getting up because I'm comfy. I'm not going to get my computer to watch the game on the computer, which I eventually did anyways. But it is it is funny that in 2025, we're not able to push a button and flip from baseball to football, given all the technology and all the high-octane connectivity we have to our devices and our sports. We still can't do it. And that's a good call by you.
Cubs, Tigers, Yankees all advanced yesterday in the baseball. So we'll break that down. The series prices, we have those for you with all four series that are going to start tomorrow, which is interesting. A couple teams get off Sunday. A couple teams get off Monday. We move on to the DS, but we've got to take a look back. Okay, we'll start with Cubs. I mean, there's also angles on this show because a lot of people were on Padres stuff. Cubs win by a score of 3-1. Under hits again in this series. I think all three games, the under hit. I bet it every day. It was like a no-doubter. You just need to get to 2-3 runs, and you were good to go in this series. We felt that the Padres would have the pitching advantage, and Darvish was pulled in the second inning. They did not have the pitching advantage yesterday. I'm not saying they won because of Taillon. They won because of the Cubs won because of their defense and because they got in a situation early on where they were able to tack on a couple of runs. And, you know, Michael Busch hits a bomb later. I thought Paul was on it. I mean, he had – it was like right size, wrong shape. Like he felt PCA was going to come through with a home run. He was going to have a big game. He did have a big game. All of his at-bats, he had three hits in the game. It's a terrific game for him, a guy that's been really struggling to start the playoffs here. He just didn't hit the home run, but he came through. Cubs, it's 3-0. It was very dicey in the ninth inning. A couple of hit batsmen. They have to change pitchers. We're like, whoa, the Padres have life here. The Cubs eventually close it out and win 3-1.
And that'll be a very fun series looking forward when we talk about Cubs and Brewers. But as you said, let's hit rewind for a second. The Padres just couldn't get a big hit all series. Chris Massaro, who covers the team, tweeted this, I believe, in the ninth inning as San Diego was trying to climb back in and just rally late. Padres with runners in scoring position all series to this point, 4-21. Not going to cut it. And let's give the Cubs credit. Let me tip my cap. I know I lean into the anti-Cub bit a bit. It's an entertainment show. It's what it is. Like, am I tired of the stupid song and the flag? Yes, but the Cubs deserve to win the series. And I think defensively, which we also talked about, follow baseball. No, we talked about their defense all week and how good they were up the middle, specifically short, second, and center. And I saw Barstool Chicago tweet out these three pictures. It was one of Swanson making a catch over his shoulder in the outfield. It was the snow cone grab, Nico Horner getting vertical at second base. And it's PCA in the first inning with that sliding catch. Again, couldn't watch the game because, you know, why would the Wi-Fi on the train work on Amtrak? So I'm living it through our Ramily text thread. They won the series because of their defense and their bullpen, which The bullpen, if you go back to June and July, every sports radio host in Chicago is talking about how bad the bullpen is. The bullpen was awesome. Now, maybe that's a combination of the bullpen peaking and the Padres not being able to get a big hit. But the Cubs deserve to win the series, period.
I don't know, man. The bullpen's been strong the entire second half, and that was supposed to be a Padres advantage. It was a Cubs advantage. The Cubs had the better bullpen in the series. And to your point, Schilt was saying after the game, it's like, yeah, Swanson's glove killed us. He got us all series long with the glove. So the defense wins there. Detroit to start the day off. They got that 4-run seventh. Detroit wins. They started piling on late. 6-3, your winner, the Guardians. They were going to bullpen every inning. They ended up using 8 pitchers in that game over the course of 9 innings. Flaherty really struggles once you go second, third time through the order. But Tigers did enough. Congratulations. Paul's big on them. I can see it. I understand why you would like them with their path. And then last night, the Yankees shut out the Red Sox. How about that pitcher's duel that you end up getting between those two guys? Schlitler and the rest of the Yanks, 13 strikeouts, 1 walk. And on the Red Sox side, their pitchers, 11 strikeout, 1 walk. Boston got in scoring position once all night.
Schlitler was unbelievable. Unbelievable. Throwing absolute smoke, too. And we heard throughout the game about how he grew up a Red Sox fan, rooting for Poppy and Pedroia and Chris Sale, and he gets to blank the team that he grew up rooting for. Can't win if you can't score, Joe. And the Red Sox did not score.
Friday feels coming up next. I think it's going to be a special one. We'll also go over the DS series prices on the other side, tell you our first thoughts there. This is Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering. In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
She said it's all about the vibes on this show. Let me tell you about vibes. About 15 minutes before Thursday Night Football kicked off, Paul Aspen said, "Joe, Rams are going to lose." Like, what are you talking? Where are you getting this? The response was vibes. And then I'm like, I hate vibes. It's so stupid. Like, what's he talking about? Is he just messing with me? I didn't know if you were serious or not. I'm like, all right. I didn't do any picks at that point. Like, I've been saying, these are the three teams I'm splitting it with. I'm going Rams. He's just trying to mess with my head. He's talking to people at Sluggers, like, about how certain pitches are fake pitches. Like, I don't know what's going on in Paul's life right now. And I just thought you were messing with me. I don't know if you were serious or not, but you ended up being correct and me being very wrong on that.
Yeah, I had a piece of the Rams in your pool as well. So, like, I didn't get off of it. But just – I played Padres money line at 3-1, 7-1, and 15-1. And just because it was right there for them. And once it didn't come through, I was like, ooh, this is – I just, like, I see Mac Jones in his, like, whatever fit that was that he was wearing walking in. And I just, like, I don't know. I started talking myself into Shanahan – division game. This is probably going to be pretty close, but they look, the Rams should have won. But once they came out and landed like two touchdowns on them, like in the first half, I was like, oh man, like this is what I thought it was going to be.
It's my fault. I'm mad because I know I'm not supposed to do Thursday Night Football. It's literally in the rules that I've gone over many times on this show. Not Thursday Night Football, not division matchups. Have I broken the division matchup rule? Yes, of course I have, because there are some, I think Baltimore-Cleveland, right? I think that was a game that we all picked, and that was an obvious survivor play. Like, that was a divisional matchup too, but I had both. It was both of things I tried to avoid. But in my mind, I said, look, second highest money line, second highest point spread of the week. It's fine. There's a reason. I trust the market more than anything. Like, I feel best about a lot of my plays. When I watch the board on Sunday, a couple hours before the game, and you see it moving. There's usually a team or two that is getting smacked, right? And those come through most times. And I trusted the market. I'm not blaming the market. I'm blaming myself. But, I stuck with the Rams. And, you know, I think most people in a lot of pools, I think it's like around 30-some% that had the Rams last night. So you get carnage for this first time in week number 5. So that's pretty interesting. But the part that bothered me is one of the pool that I was in that had the fewest amount of people, which was like 130 people left. I did use the Rams. That's the one that bothers me. Like, losing one out of three in a lot of pools that I'm in, that's not a big deal. But what bothered me is, like, the ones that are, like, sub 200 using the Rams. Very frustrating, man. My Friday feels, guys, is this the week? Chalk's been coming through. We got the second highest favorite on the board losing outright last night. Is this the week? And I started thinking that after talking to the boys on WGR in Buffalo. Like, I was just like, so you wouldn't do Bills and Survivor, would you? They're like, nope, absolutely not. And that's a divisional matchup. That's the third highest point spread of the week at 8. Fourth highest point spread. I have some Arizona. I'm not comfortable with Arizona as a 7.5-point favorite. The fifth highest, Indy -7. Could I see a Raiders bounce back? Is Geno a better quarterback on the road? Typically, yeah. I think the lines are going to be fine. But, Sam, my Friday feels is this might be the first week of Survivor chaos where, like, four of the top 5-point spreads all at a touchdown or higher end up losing outright.
I'm almost positive in the last Survivor entry I have a piece of with the 108 guys, almost positive they're going to go Buffalo because Chirizi can't get enough of the all-white Tony Montana uniforms. I think that's really the only reason why he's leaning that way. But they don't want to do Arizona, I don't believe. And I told them last week, just let me give you my thoughts on Survivor so we don't pick that team. I'm really leaning into this now. Like, I'm awful at Survivor. I texted them on Wednesday, hear me out, ... Rams. Swear to God. So we didn't go Rams because I'm the bartender of Survivor, essentially. And that would have knocked us out. Again, if I had a Survivor entry, like if you gave me 4 or 5 lives, I would still be out. That's how bad it is. I can't do it. I either pick short favorites or teams that lose. It's a gift, honestly. And if you can go against that gift, you can maybe make a run in Survivor. So whoever I like in Survivor, don't pick them. And that's fine. We can do that. But I'm pretty sure that they're gonna ship Buffalo on Sunday night to win. I'm a little surprised that the Buffalo guys show up in the Bulldog on WGR. They're really nervous about an outright loss.
Yeah, they're a bit nervous, a little bit, and they're not trying to go over the top about it, but they're thinking, okay, this is the first real time, meaning the first real time Allen against May. It's going to be Allen against May for the next decade. I mean, you'll talk to him later today, but I think a prediction would be Bills. But as far as just, I need a team to win this week, are you going to go to Sunday Night Football and that divisional matchup? That's not where they would look. That's what it sounded like to me.
Fair enough. And we have discussed this game all week. When this number came out, the first number we saw on the look-ahead line was 11. Buffalo minus 11, obviously. And then when they reopened it, it was 9.5. And now we're sitting 8 pretty much everywhere. I do see some 7.5s. One at Circa and the other one is at South Point. BetMGM has 8. I have a feeling most of the spread bets are going to be on Buffalo. But I guess we'll learn a little bit more about that when we do the room. Paul's going to give us the college football and the NFL room. I still think the Patriots are going to be a popular public play as we get closer to kickoff, but could be way wrong about that. It's funny, as I just said, I'm awful at Survivor. I would never have Arizona in Survivor. So watch them win by 2 touchdowns to lean into my inability to pick a Survivor winner. Detroit's not losing to Cincy, are they?
I don't think so. I think that's the one that's safe. And like, after last night, I'm like, maybe I should just move everybody to Detroit right now. Let's just get through this week because that's the one I feel confident about. The other ones, I don't know. They're a little dicey. I think the Bills win too, but I just don't want to use the Bills. Yeah.
So if there is carnage then, what are you going to do?
It's like everybody loses?
Well, I mean, you kind of teed it up with, I have a bad feeling about the big favorites. So
yeah.
If we're going to wipe out the big favorites, then what?
I also don't feel – do you feel comfortable about Philadelphia at 3.5? Because after those big favorites, that's where you have to go. You go down to the 3.5s.
Nope.
Do you feel good about Minnesota with nobody on the offensive line? Going up against Cleveland international game? I don't. Here's a team that way.
Just say this out loud. I'm backing Carson Wentz in Survivor. Just say that.
Right. Right. Like the 3.5 suck. They're tough spots. Kansas City's another one if you haven't used them. Jacksonville.
Chiefs are winning, though.
Monday night. Yeah. I used them a lot last week.
It's really in that game. Do you believe that Jacksonville can turn over Mahomes a bunch? Because they've been turning over a lot of quarterbacks. And let's give their DC a whole lot of credit. They've been very aggressive, but they've also changed coverages a ton. I've watched a lot of Jacksonville, and it's not the same defense every week. They've really done a good job of switching and baiting and catering it to the needs of their team that week. They're not doing the same thing every game. But I don't think Mahomes is going to throw 2 or 3 interceptions on Monday night. That's not what he does. So you're going to hear the music, and you're really going to believe that Trevor Lawrence is going to beat Patrick Mahomes on Monday night?
No.
Not me. Not me.
Yeah. Yeah. I still feel good about Detroit, and I think Arizona does win. And the Arizona thing is always dicey with Kyler Murray, but extra rest, the matchup, like there's no reason to trust anything that you've seen with the Titans so far. If you're we're wrong, we're wrong. Oh, I'm out in the losers pool too, because I went San Francisco. I yeah. suck at those. I wasn't too
I'm very good.
One. Yeah, you're good at the losers. This is your thing. This is good. You've realized this over the course of the year. All right, I've got a question on this Friday Feels Friday. There's a sports book that I had not used in Illinois. Actually, I didn't even realize they were here and operating until I started seeing the commercials everywhere over the last month or so, and I just never got around to signing up for it. I finally signed up for it yesterday. I'm like, okay, so what kind of promo bet do they have for your first wager? And I saw that what they offer is a first bet. They call it a first bet safety net. So you can bet something, your first bet up to $1,000. And if you're wrong, you get $1,000 in bonus bets. So it's basically like risk-free. Like when this was first going on, sportsbooks were trying to accumulate customers. You had a lot of this going on. And much of this has gone away. So I thought it was pretty cool that said sportsbook is offering that. My thought was Dodgers World Series. What do you think?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And worst case scenario, I get it back in bonus bet. Yeah.
I did that when Massachusetts was trying to acquire all these customers. I know you know the story, but we have new audience members every single day. I've always thought when you get that risk-free bet, you take a shot on a future. A lot of people would lay 8 points in an NFL game or 5 points in a basketball game at -110 and just see what happens. But if they're giving you the ability to free roll them, that's what you do. And that was the year that I bet the Heat. I can't remember the exact amount. It was either 1,500 or 2,000. You'd think I'd remember the details of everything, but I don't. Either 1,500 or 2,000. That was the first bet, risk-free. And I bet the Heat to win the East at +950. And that was the year Jimmy Butler and Caleb Martin, it just got hot at the right time. Tatum rolled his ankle in game 7 at home, and the Heat took care of business. But what I was explaining to the people on Nesson at the time was that you make this bet, and if it loses, you get it back. So what's the point of betting something at -110 when they're going to allow me to put this bet on something at +950? Your price right now, I don't know what it is at that specific book, but if it's similar at all to the price of BetMGM, you're going to get
it's about 4.
Like 4-1, right?
Yeah, it's right around there. Yeah, it's right around 4.
So I don't understand why you would. BetMGM down to 360 on the Dodgers now. All right. Dodgers, wow. Yankees, then Phillies. The Phillies haven't even played a game. The Phillies are now on line 3 after entering the postseason on line 1. That's kind of interesting. I know Paul is not believing in the Phils. I think you should do it. Did you do it? Are you going to do it? Are you hesitating?
I made the deposit, and I wanted to talk to you about it on the show before I did it, but that's the plan. I was like, oh, I can do it today. All the markets will be back up in Major League Baseball as we wait for the playoffs to resume tomorrow. So, yeah, that was the plan, that I will do that on this one. Makes sense. Do I double that? So I have some risk, maybe. It also kind of goes through your head a little bit. But, yeah, no. The threat is this series. That's it. The series number at BetMGM is Dodgers -$1.20. -120. Philly, even money. I don't know if it's been kind of a bit, but Paul's like, anybody but the Phillies. We know what the Dodgers are. And then the more and more I look at it on the Philly side, and I understand why people would say, oh, look, it's basically a coin flip because of the great pitching, because of the star power that the Phillies have. They have the worst bullpen in the playoffs. They have the worst defense in the playoffs. I don't want to say there's no way, but with price and everything involved, I like the Dodgers in the series a lot. What do you think?
Paul says Dodgers shove.
Oh, he said vibes. Good.
Shove. That's what he said. Also shove.
Why
shove
do they
is becoming
stink?
A very popular word on the show.
Because they stink. I don't know that they stink after, 96 wins this year?
It might be an over series, but give me the Dodgers in that sort of series. They're just going to keep coming.
You get Ohtani, Joe. Game one.
Yep. That's right. That's right. Against Sanchez, pleasantly surprised with that price. I'll just say that. We'll continue to talk about this in our college football plays next. Joe O, Sammy P, BetSweats, the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Handful of numbers that we talked about yesterday on the show, not available in college football. A lot of movement over the last 24 hours. We're going to go over some of that coming up. This is BetSwitch. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. 20 minutes from now, we'll start breaking down all of the NFL games this weekend. 11 a.m. Eastern, Patrick Everson will be joining us. Find out where the sharp money is going, where the public is going this weekend, NFL and college football. Before we jump to the college, Sam, we want to quickly mention the series prices that we have for the DS. We mentioned Dodgers -120 against the Phillies. Game one matchup. We know it's Ohtani against Sanchez. Phillies coming off rest. Dodgers after a two-game sweep over the Reds. Dodgers are a slight favorite over the Phillies. So this is probably the shortest number as a favorite you're going to find the Dodgers in their entire playoff run if they keep on moving. Also, National League side, Cubs Brewers. What do they do with that one? It was nearly even in the regular season. The Cubs won 7 times. The Brewers won 6 times. Very close in run differential. Brewers run away with the division. the Milwaukee Brewers, slight favorites. We know Peralta's going game one. No announcement on the Cubs side. Milwaukee minus 118, Cubs minus 102 on the other side. So coin flips, both National League series. Do you have a first thought on those two series, Sam?
Not really. I mean, the Cubs defense is so good, and they got nothing from a lot of their big bats for most of that series. You would think that Kyle Tucker and PCA and Ian Happ would have a better series in the next round. I mean, it's just the law of averages. I don't know that they could be that inefficient at the plate. And of course, you get a best of five in this round, not a best of three. So more at bats and more opportunities to move the meter. I did, to follow up on what you said, I thought PCA was outstanding yesterday. And maybe that's good for some of the offensive rhythm, because he was not good in the first two games. None of those guys were that good. But you saw some big knocks. Happ had a big hit yesterday, and PCA was very, very good as advertised. I do lean to the Cubs, ironically enough. No thoughts on Dodgers-Phillies. I'll be rooting for the Dodgers if you're going to make that future bet. And Paul is adamant that the Phillies are cooked, so I just kind of join you guys on that one. I'm not going to bet it. I noticed some books don't have prices up on Seattle-Detroit, which I think is weird. I see the consensus price about minus 180, and then offshore it's minus 190 on Seattle. Mm-hmm. Doesn't that seem a little high? No?
Yeah, I saw MGM had minus $1.70 this morning and plus 140 on the other side. It did feel a little high. I understand. Look, I mean, people have been high on Seattle all year, especially after the trade deadline. They became the buzzy team that everybody was jumping on. And of course, haven't seen them yet, but it does, man, it does feel a little bit high. I'm very curious how Detroit is going to work that rotation and their ace. Like, when are you going to come in with them? So how are you setting up for the rest of the series in a best of five? Yeah, it is a little high. Would you say the same thing about the Yankees at 155? Toronto plus 130 at MGM. Tiebreakers, Toronto ends up taking the division, so they don't have to deal with the wild card, so they've got that rest. Now the Yankees come in. I look at these teams as being pretty darn close. Toronto won 8 out of 13 in the regular season, but you know, overall, these two teams are pretty close. I mean, they had the exact same record. It came down to a tiebreaker at the very end. Minus 155, and you don't have home field. That seems like a lot to me as well.
I have Blue Jays stock. It's my last bullet. I hope the Blue Jays can win this series, and then I could maybe do something off of the bet that I made last week on Toronto. Wasn't my bet. It was a bet from somebody that I really respect. So I'm hopeful that Toronto can take care of business, but then you also, as somebody holding Toronto, think, Judge. Got to get through Judge. Again, and I know he's just one player, but if there's one player to be scared of in the American League playoffs, to me, it's Aaron Judge. So I just have these premonitions of Toronto being up 3-2 in the eighth inning and Judge just hitting a ball to the hotel off the window in Toronto. Like, that's where my mind goes. Lean to Toronto, but again, that's because I've already made a Toronto future bet that I was given last week. So I hope Toronto gets it done. The Seattle price, to go back there for a second, in game number one is minus 220. I think a lot of that is baked into the perception that Detroit can't hit, and I don't know that that's entirely fair. We've seen Seattle over the years go through some pretty strong slumps at the plate, and that team has definitely been a lot better this year, and they bolstered that lineup at the deadline, as we know, with Suarez and Naylor. I mean, Detroit, though, at plus 185 in game one, and Detroit to win the series at plus 160. I don't know, Paul, you tell me. You got Tigers stock now. You need them to make a run. Does that number – that number feel right? Seattle minus 190?
Seems a little high. I would, if I wasn't already invested, like I could get on board with buying Detroit at that price for sure. And I mean, look, you can only put so much into this. Like we talk about with Milwaukee, Seattle, I mean, the Twins, how many times do we see it where Seattle gets in and craps out immediately? I mean, it's not nothing. It's not scientific, but it's not nothing. But no, at that price, I would be interested in backing Detroit there.
What do you guys think about Cubs Milwaukee? I have a tough time getting past Milwaukee's history in the playoffs. And I know some of it, different players, different years, whatever. Last year, lost in the wild card. 2023, lost in the wild card. 2021, lost in the DS. Did not have to do the wild card that year. 2020, lost in the wild card. 2019, lost in the wild card. It's hard for me to get past that. The Cubs have the better bullpen. I think the Cubs have the better defense. No slouch on the Milwaukee side. I think the Cubs are going to win this series. I don't know. Where are you guys at?
What's the council factor do for you? Like, that's is that a nothing? Is it – like, not – like, there's him as, like, the manager. They have the better manager. But, like, they poached him from up there, basically.
Yep. Yeah, they did. I mean, they got a pretty good manager themselves. I don't know that there is a huge advantage. A lot of these teams have really good managers. I think in that situation that it probably balances out. But, yeah, the game's up there. Boo! They hate him up there. They're so pissed.
But they don't, left. Like, it's going to be
they, we're not going to pay him that.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're trying to block the Chicago people from going up there. But good luck with that.
Right.
I love when they do that. When you go to Ticketmaster and they say, enter your zip code.
Loser mentality.
Can't get through if you have a certain zip code. That is such coward behavior. But
look, Nashville, if we play into this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's part of the game. I get it. I don't like it, but I get it. If we were going to just pick the teams that we trusted more, or the franchises, I guess, organizations, whatever you want to call them, that we trust more, I think it's New York, Detroit, Los Angeles, Chicago. Pick the winner. Like, that's kind of what I would say. Like, just teams that we've trusted more over time. I don't know that it's fair to do that on an island, you know, to say, all right, well, the Yankees have been better over the course of history. The Yankees are going to get through Toronto. That's obviously a very lazy take. But if we were going to do that and have that conversation, pick the team that you trust more. Pick the team that you believe in more. It'd be, for me, it'd be New York, Detroit, L.A., Chicago. And I don't know that it's that simple, and I'm not pretending that it is. But that's how I would answer that question.
I did bet Scooble yesterday at 60 for World Series MVP. And then during the game, that was moving. I think it moves to 45 when Detroit was leading during the game. But that's something we'd have to do quickly. If you want to take another look at the MVP prices for the World Series, this might be a last chance to get some really good numbers. Like, I was looking at Muncy yesterday. He's 100. Teoscar Hernandez, he's 100. Guys that are in the heart of that Dodgers lineup. Just if you're thinking World Series MVP, you want to take a look. I would look top four, top five guys in the lineup that you think are going to be in the World Series if you want to go that route.
Jake, where's Jake? We need Jake's thoughts.
Don't ask him about Merrill. I love that.
Yeah, that was a mean text. I don't think that was totally warranted last night. I hurt my feelings just a little bit, but it's fine.
I was going through a lot of emotions as well. I was going through a lot of emotion just last night. And we never led. We never led on the Rams. It was not good. You can get there on the Tigers.
I just think that, like you said, the Mariners' history, they're playing scrimmages and they're running Ichiro out there in right field for these scrimmages. Like, they're kind of like, it's weird. I don't know. Like, I feel like the Tigers, like, I trust AJ Hinch a ton. Like, I absolutely. And the Tigers kind of feel like they have just that look, like that it factor. I've been anti-Mariners for months. Went really well, but I can get there on the Tigers, especially at the price.
Here's an idea, Joe. Take that free bet you got. Yeah. Rather than Dodgers to win it all, how about a Teoscar Hernandez 60-1 shove World Series MVP?
Is it 60 now? Because I saw 100.
It's down. Yeah, I see 60.
Man, could you imagine?
I'd rather go with a different Hernandez on the Dodgers, but that's just me.
Right away. That would get flagged so fast by the trading team. They'd be like, uh-oh, this guy knows what he's doing.
Yeah, just take any Dodger, and you just go, who would you go with?
I may have bet a little Kike Hernandez at 500-1.
Yeah. Oh,
I heard he's kind of a bad guy.
Great.
It's a compliment.
Chip on his shoulder.
It's a compliment. Yeah.
All right, we're going to break down the NFL card for week number 5, the rest of it. Give you our thoughts for the next hour. Joe O, Sammy P, sides, totals, props, all of it. That is next. Bet Sweats, the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.